Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
And Marcia, so good to have you back. Enjoyed your story on Tuesday about Dr. Perry Gluckman and wow, what an experience. Glad to have you back.
Yes, thank you. Glad to be back.
So what's on your mind about what you're grateful for today?
So today, like I've mentioned, I've been so fortunate to have great mentors. Mm-hmm. And so I want to share today some stories about another of my mentors, Dr. W. Edwards Deming.
Wow, now that's a name. I think most people know we talked about it, you and I, but we thought everybody knew Dr. Deming. So tell us a little bit about him to orient everyone to Dr. Deming and quality.
Yes. So when I was working with Dr. Perry Gluckman, the philosophy, the management consulting that he did with the clients was to teach companies, organizations, Dr. Deming's philosophy of management, and most importantly, how to apply it, because otherwise they're just buzzwords and concepts. So Dr. Deming and Dr. Perry Gluckman were friends. So when Dr. Deming was creating his famous 14 points, Perry was actually in conversation with him when there were only the first 10 points. So Dr. Deming became so famous actually after World War II, when General MacArthur invited him to go to Japan and help the Japanese transform. So he was there a few years, helped Japan become global competitors. In America, we were losing a lot of industries then to the Japanese. So Dr. Deming lived in Washington, D.C., but he came back to work with the CEOs of General Motors and Ford to help save our auto industry. So Dr. Deming focused on, we need to focus on quality, we need to focus on serving customers, we need to have a constancy of purpose, we need to have an aim and a methodology to accomplish that aim. And it's not best practices and management fads, which unfortunately now the U.S., the world is full of. So that was what Dr. Deming taught the Japanese, what he taught to save our auto industry. And then he began in the 1980s, when he was in his 80s, he began conducting four-day seminars to the public, to executives, whether it was military or corporations or education, healthcare, and began teaching, as well as doing those four-day seminars at Ford and General Motors and Procter & Gamble.
Hi, this is Mike. Man, has this been a tough year. I'm currently working with several leaders in organizations and some entrepreneurs who have struggled successfully through 2020. But with 2021 looming, they're all wondering, what move do I need to make next year? With my team that's just tired and wanting some direction, or even for their own career wondering, what's next for me? If you're close to being in this same boat, I encourage you to take a look at the resources on my website, my blogs, books, and tools. And if you'd like to just chat a while about your situation, click on the contact tab, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Thank you for letting me interrupt. Now back to the show.
So how did you meet?
So when I was working with Perry, then Perry said to me one day, you've gotten us so many clients. We'd gotten Dow Chemical and Pepsi and so forth. you now have to help consult. And I said, I don't know how to do that. And he said, well, I'll send you to Dr. Deming's 4-day seminar. And so that was when we met. The organizer of the workshop said, oh, you know, Dr. Deming, Marcia is working with Perry. And immediately Dr. Deming said, oh, I will help you learn. So immediately he began to mentor me, which actually scared me because I was so intimidated by him and by both of them a little bit because I was so shy. But that's how we met, was at the 4-day seminar. And that's when I began my deep, deep, deep learning in my life. And that was like, I already had a master's degree, but I felt like then knowing, having these two mentors is when my learning deeply started going forward. And then I learned how to consult from both of them.
I think you told me you attended this course, what, four-day course 4 or 5 times? Or is that right?
I attended the four-day workshop 20 times. 20 times. I always say I'm a slow learner. And then we co-founded the Bay Area Deming User Group. And that we met monthly for 16 years. And that was fantastic. Helping people learn and discuss how to apply Dr. Deming's philosophy of management.
And yeah, I remember there's like a Deming Award or a Deming Prize or something. Do you have any recollection of any of those situations?
Yes. So every year there's the Deming Prize is still awarded in Japan, and organizations from around the world can apply to get that prize. I remember, but there's no limit on how many can get it. So that's a difference between having a prizes or awards that people compete for first, second, third. Dr. Deming said the Deming Prize was not his idea to have, but the fact that as many people who met the criteria could actually win it is the positive thing. It's a recognition for those organizations. And when Dr. Deming and I, at the end of the day, were talking, I said to him, oh, this American company just won this big quality award. What, you know, it's like, what do you think? And he said, oh, let's go talk about that. And so we went back to his suite with his entourage of people around. And we sat on the sofa and we talked for about an hour about the impact of prizes and awards and the negative parts of them, creating internal competition and so forth. And so when I said to him, well, what do you think of this company that won this award? And he said, it's a tragedy because they really don't understand the commitment to the new way of to think about leadership, the foundation that you need, a system of profound knowledge, and the focus has got to be on quality, on the customer and future customers. And everyone has to work together toward a common aim.
And it's not a prize, is what he was. It's not the prize you're after. It's not the best practices, and all we're seeing all today.
So. Exactly.
Oh, what right. What a great story. What else do you? Do you spend a lot of time with him, and I'm sure you got to know him real well. I mean, what a gift that was. Do you have any other story you'll share with us about Dr. Deming?
So one time, I remember that Dr. Deming brought his 4-day seminar to San Jose, and that gave me an opportunity to take my son to meet him. And he was small. He was probably about 7 years old. And so he got all dressed up with his little sports jacket and, you know, turtleneck sweater. And I said, well, we're going to go and Dr. Deming will give you one of his books out of The Crisis and he will sign it for you. But I want you to give something to him also. And he said, what should I give him? And I said, well, what about you answer the question for Dr. Deming, write out the answer to what makes a good team. And so he sat down and he wrote his ideas down, like 5 or 6 ideas about what makes a good team. So we got in line. because of everybody gets in line to have their book signed. And it was the fourth day, so the line was not long. And we got up there, and Dr. Deming couldn't see my son very well because he was up on the platform, and my son was kind of short then, you know, probably 3 feet tall or so. He said, bring him up here. So we went up on the platform, and he gave his note to Dr. Deming. And Dr. Deming very carefully read it, and, you know, answering what makes a good team and the ideas. Dr. Deming stood up, and the last people that were in line, maybe about, you know, 10 or 12 more people were left. He shook the note that my son had given him and said, see, even a little child can understand my messages. And my son just beamed with a smile. And of course, all the people in line didn't really know what he was talking about because they hadn't read it. Dr. Deming was really so happy. He really adored children. You could just tell with his interaction. But they had a simplicity, and they cut through all of the crap that we see now with, you know, best practices and management fads and just copying and doing what other people do and, you know, doing performance appraisals and creating a lot of internal competition in our organizations that we need to get rid of. And, you know, but a team that's focused on their purpose and the team works together, that then you can get rid of all of the complexity, all of the waste, all of the productivity that's not happening.
All the politics. And I know all of us would like to have seen that, what your son wrote on that little note.
I know. I think actually it might be at the Library of Congress, because all of Dr. Deming's papers, his research and everything is at the Library of Congress. So if we could get leaders now to pivot their thinking and to transform personally and then transform their organizations, it's hard work, but it's so essential that we do this work to help people lead like never before.
Well, Marcia, thanks so much. You are just about to put your consultant hat on. I heard you going to your message. So I know there are a lot of people who would probably like to talk with you and they hear your story. So would you let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. They can put my name into Google, Marcia Dashko, and my website and so forth will pop up. Also, I wrote a book about leadership transformation based on how to apply Dr. Deming's philosophy. And that book is called Pivot, Disrupt, Transform. So you can find that on Amazon. And once you know, find my website, find the book, it's easy to get to me, and feel free to call me or write me, email. I'd love to hear what people are doing and also what help they need.
Well, thank you. And we'll have all that information in the show notes, so it'll be easy to get in touch with Marcia. Marcia, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope we stay in touch.
Thank you very much, Mike. Great to be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode, and join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.